Bran. The morning had dawned clear and cold, with a crispness that hinted at the end of summer. They set forth at daybreak to see a man beheaded, 20 in all, and Bran rode among them, nervous with excitement. This was the first time he had been deemed old enough to go with his lord father and his brothers to see the king's justice done. It was the 9th year of summer and the 7th of Bran's life. The man had been taken outside a small holdfast in the hills. Rob thought he was a wildling, his sword sworn to Mance Rayder, the king beyond the wall. It made Bran's skin prickle to think of it. He remembered the half-tales old Nan told them.
"The wildlings were cruel men," she said, "slavers and slayers and thieves. They consorted with giants and ghouls, sold girl children in the dead of night and drank blood from polished horns, and their women lay with the others in the long night to sire terrible half-human children."
But the man they found bound hand and foot to the holdfast wall, awaiting the king's justice, was old and scrawny, not much taller than Rob. He had lost both ears and a finger to frostbite, and he dressed all in black, the same as the brother of the night's watch, except that his furs were ragged and greasy.